If we look at the group of patients now who proved to have the invasive disease after final histology, we find that nearly 50% are having an axillary procedure at their first operation, so compared to 31% in the DCIS group. So again, there's some selection going on here by MDTs. And that was particularly marked, obviously, when they're having a mastectomy as their first operation. Overall, by the time these women had completed all their surgical procedures, the majority, as is correct, are having axillary staging of some kind. 307 of the node-positive patients are detected at their first operation, but quite a large proportion are detected at subsequent procedures, and the majority of these are eventually having a mastectomy. So presumably these include women who are starting off with a wide local excision, invasion is found, perhaps margins are involved, they're going on to have a mastectomy and an axillary procedure.